Hello and welcome back again to some more verse-by-verse Bible teaching. This ministry is brought to you by the Wash and Word Hand Car Wash. We're located on Highway 11W in Church Hill in the Palace Shopping Center. And there, my wife and I are the owners and operators of the Wash and Word. And we created this business for the sole purpose of getting God's Word out. And we do this in a way that is a little unorthodox, and that's okay. Because tradition and orthodoxy and status quo never changed anything. So we're trying to change things up a little bit. So what we've created here is an outlet for God's Word to be preached. And not just His Word to be preached, but all of His Word. And this is why we do verse by verse in our teaching. Because we believe that God's Word was always meant to be delivered and taught and especially obeyed in all of its entirety. So what we do is we play these messages. They originally air on WMCH, 1260 AM radio here in Church Hill. You can listen to those Monday through Friday at 8:30 in the morning. And then we take those messages each week. We play them on a loop over a small FM transmitter right here at the Wash and Word. So any time of the day, you can come by, whether you get your car washed or not, or even if we're open or closed. And if you tune to 107.1 FM here in the parking lot, you can hear these verse-by-verse Bible teachings. And we do it this way because we want this parking lot to be known as a place where you can go and hear the Word of God any time of the day, any day of the week. And unlike a church service, which has its particular times that they gather, we want God's Word to be taught and preached all the time. And that's what we do. That's why we're here. So let's get back into it. Again, by going verse-by-verse, we don't leave anything out. We inevitably are going to come to every topic that's going to affect our lives. And picking up where we left off, we're again in the book of 1 John. Oh, I'd like to also remind you, if you've missed any of our older messages or you have any questions about the business or the ministry, you can go to the washandword.com website. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. There you can download and listen to all of our archive messages for free. And then, like I said, there's all the information you could possibly want about the car wash and about the ministry at washandword.com. 1 John chapter 2, we looked at verse 18 in our last teaching, and John is now introducing the Antichrist, not the Antichrist, the person, though he is included when we talk about the Antichrist, but he's talking about the spirit of the Antichrist. And he started talking about how many Antichrists have come or will come. And at the time of this writing, will come was certainly a more appropriate tense of the verb. But we have seen many who come and claim to be Jesus, and then we have many who have come to oppose Jesus. And then, of course, that'll culminate with the ultimate Antichrist when Satan himself takes on bodily form in the form of the Antichrist in the last 7 days. But this isn't what John's referring to here. In verse 18, he says that you've heard many Antichrists are coming. Even now, many have come. And he said this is also an indication of the last hour. And we kind of talked about how the last hour or the last days began with the ascension of Christ after his resurrection. And so continuing in verse 19, he says, they, meaning the Antichrists, went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. So John is referring to here is those false disciples, people who claim to have been Jesus' disciples or walked with Jesus or adhere to his way. And remember now, John is writing to second generation church. So a lot of the readers of this letter were probably not around or old enough to literally walk with Jesus, but they're claiming to have adhered to the truth that Christ brought. And so essentially, if we can translate that to today, we have a bunch of Christians walking around who think they're okay with God, who think they're right with the Lord, and yet that passage of Scripture where Jesus says, you will say to me, Lord, didn't I cast out demons in your name? And Jesus replied, I will, verily I say unto you, away from me, you evildoers, I never knew you. And we think, well, who is Jesus talking about here? Like, these people who are confronting Jesus at that time were obviously very well convinced that they were saved, that they were right with God. And this isn't just a small minority of people. And unfortunately, with the way the churches have thinned out the Word of God over the course of the last 30 or 40 years, this number is growing larger and larger in enormity. In fact, it is exponentially increasing beyond measure. It is the stepping stone to the great apostasy that is prophesied to come at the end of days. And so what's happening is we have a large number of people today who think they are right with God because of the teachings that they are sitting under, they're getting delivered half-truths, they're getting delivered a gospel light, and they're getting parts and bits and pieces of the counsel of God's word. And if you sit long enough under scant teaching, you are going to suffer the consequences. And sadly, those consequences are self-deception. We cannot think we're right with God and pick and choose little bits and pieces of God's word to sit under or to preach about. And so we have congregations, large groups and numbers of people who think they're getting fed full truth, who think they are right with God, and are only going to come to find out one day that they were never truly disciples. And this is what John is talking about in verse 19. He says, they went out from us. They weren't part of us. They left the faith. They went away from us, or they went and did their own thing. You know, they went away from the accountability of apostleship. And, you know, it could fall into a lot of different categories, but the bottom line here is that there are a lot of people who unfortunately think that they're okay with God. Now listen, I get it. People leave churches sometimes. He's not saying that these are people who went away from him and, you know, joined another church or a different fellowship or anything like that. You know, I've seen lots of people leave churches for lots of different reasons. Sometimes God, you know, uproots us and moves us to other places. And there are many legitimate reasons for that type of thing. John isn't saying that people here are leaving churches. Again, he's talking about Christians who say they are Christians, but never really were. And so people who leave the faith were never truly part of the faith. And since this verse is on the heels of talking about the Antichrist, we're going to take this a step further, because he's not talking about strictly people who think they're okay with God, yet are sadly mistaken. And again, that's a reality. That's a truth that we live with today. But the step further that we're talking about here, and John is referring to, is that these aren't people who think they're okay with. These are people who deliberately left the faith. And even more succinctly, they never really were part of the faith. In other words, they came in, they kicked the tires, they may have ate the Christian cookies and wore the Christian clothes, but they never truly committed to Jesus. And now they have gone back into the world. And one might say, well, they lost their faith. But the truth is, they never really tasted of the faith. Because Hebrews 6, 4, and 6 tells us that they had tasted of it. If they had got a real taste of Jesus, they would never have left to begin with. And so this is talking about people that have walked away, who have turned away from Jesus. And not only that, but they lead others astray in the process. And again, this goes back to the question, did they really know truth to begin with? Did they really have faith in Jesus to begin with? And this is what John is saying. He's saying, no. No, they never were even really from us. But John is looking beyond saints and souls and simpletons who just walk away. He is, or, you know, or become a carnal Christian or a nominal Christian, a Christian who doesn't take their walk seriously. He's not talking about these people. He's addressing the why so much as he is addressing the who. Why are they leaving? You know, one doesn't try to clean up a river if the source of the river remains polluted. And so if the spirit of the Antichrist found in not only false teaching, but incomplete teaching or half teachings, if that spirit causes people to either never really come to a knowledge of the truth, or maybe come to that knowledge of truth but under false pretenses, can that person truly be blamed for getting shot if they come to a gunfight with only a knife, so to speak? What I'm saying is, if all a person ever gets fed is a partial truth, can they really be held accountable for their status or position within their walk or their faith? So taking the knife gun battle analogy, if all the information I ever got about the upcoming battle was that it's going to be a knife fight, and so I suggest, or someone suggests to me, well, you better get a good knife, you better get some training on how to use a knife, you better learn how to protect yourself with a knife, because pretty soon there's a knife fight about to happen and you need to be well prepared with the knowledge of your weapon. And then I show up to this knife fight only to find out it was actually a gunfight that had been planned. Now, I would be slaughtered, obviously, sitting there holding my knife, getting hold blown into me. But was that my fault? All the information I got was that there was a knife fight about to happen. So can we focus on the poor soul who showed up with only a knife to a gunfight? Or should we focus on the snake that misled that poor soul? Now, this is where we get to the source. This is where they get to the problem. Because again, we can clean up the river, but if the source remains polluted, that river's just going to get polluted again. And we could talk and try to help and change individual Christians and get them right with the true knowledge of God. But if they continue going to these places where they're being fed half-truths and partial scriptures, that source is going to continue to pollute them. Now, this doesn't refer exclusively to you gospel light preachers and you prosperity driven pastors and the other imitation gospel preaching that's going on out there. But this also applies to other religions that are flat out lies that also lead people astray. And so if you investigate cults and false religions, you'll find that many of their leaders actually grew up in churches or in Christian homes. They have a very solid understanding of truth as it pertains to the Bible. And so, as John was saying in verse 19, they were with us, but they went out from us. So to translate that, they started their own religion. They started their own movements, and they started dragging people along with them. They did not remain in the fellowship. So here's the application point as we wind this teaching down today. The devil attacks no other religion or belief system. The devil attacks Jesus exclusively. Do you understand that? The devil does not go after any other religion or any other belief system. The devil only attacks Jesus exclusively. That is red flag number one, that any other religion or faith is false. You see, the devil has the same philosophy. Why attack the river if the source remains polluted? And in the devil's mind, Christ is a stench, a source of pollution in his nostrils. So why would he try to attack individuals, though he still does, when he really wants to do is attack the Christian faith, the Christian church? And this is a good time for me to plug my newest book called The Raising of America. And you can come and get that book here at the Wash and Word. Come by the Wash and Word. It's a prequel to my first book calling The Tearing Down of America. And both of these books apply to what is happening to the church and the devil's strategy in tearing the church down, thus tearing down America. Well, that's all I have for today. Come by the Wash and Word. Take a look at the books. Come visit us. Support this ministry by letting us wash your car. We'll see you there. Have a blessed day.